Question is, how is sentimentalism different from real bhakti? Sentimental means you forget the philosophy, you forget the truth that exists on a material platform. Now you see a dog gets run over by a bus, then you cry. That's sentimentalism. You're forgetting, you think the dog is dead. The dog is not dead, the dog is eternal. The animal can never die. So if you have an enlightened mind, you're not bewildered by birth and death. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 11 through 30. Verse 11 through 30 describe the difference between what is body, what is soul. So sentimental means you pay attention to the body. As first of the Gita, one does not rejoice when he gets something good, he doesn't cry when he loses something. Okay, this is life. Things come and go. He's equal poise, he's balanced, equal minded. So sentimental means we become happy and sad with changes of the body. That's sentimental. Arjuna was getting sentimental in the Gita, worried about killing his relatives. And Krishna had to explain to him, you're not going to kill him, you can't kill him. Soul can never be burned by water, burned by fire, moistened by water, can't be dried, can't be burned. Soul is eternal, nitya, don't lament. So Arjuna is all sentimental. The Krishna enlightens him. Do your duty and don't be sentimental. Always remember Krishna and do your duty. We should have feelings of love and attachment for Krishna and devotees of Krishna. This is desirable. But worrying about things in the material world, material bodies, they come and go, will come and go, so we be always attached to Krishna. And Amitabha again. Always be fixed in identity on eternal soul. So what's the fear? Nothing to cry over. You come and stay for a few days and go somewhere else and live over there. Live here, live there. Live over here, live here. It's like a game. You live in this way, okay, this is no good. Okay, go over here. I once had a brigo done. The guy told me my last four lives. The last time you were in India, before that you were in Germany, before that you were in England. Before that you were Russia. No. he didn't say Russia. Last time India, before that Germany, before that England. Here you go, here you go. Yeah. Just shade your apartment. No problem. No tension. Okay, anything else?